Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining. I am Pastor Steve Olofa. In this episode of Wisdom Seeds, I will be speaking on the message titled, 10 Ways to Serve God as a Son and Not Striving Like a Slave. Let's open our Bible to Galatians chapter 4, verse 7. The Bible says, "Before I come, let us give attendance to reading." Galatians chapter 4 verse 7. "Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly and eternal God, the entrance of your word gives light. Thank you because you have made us to be your sons and not slaves. Thank you for the opportunity to learn at your feet once again. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. 10 ways to serve God as a son and not strive like a slave. Number one. Understand who you are. You are a son, not a slave. Even the devil knows those who are the sons of God. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, the devil asked Jesus, "If you are the son of God, turn these stones to bread." And Jesus says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Sonship is a gift established by Christ, not a reward earned by performance. Until your identity is settled, service will be strange. Hallelujah. Serve from love, not fear. Hallelujah. Perfect love casts out fear. 1 John chapter 4 verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14. The law of God compels us to serve Him. Hallelujah. Fear-driven service leads to burnout and people-pleasing. Sonship drives service and flows from love. Number three, rest in the finished work of Christ. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 14. "For by one offering He has perfected forever those who have been sanctified." Striving comes from believing something is still lacking. Sons serve knowing Christ has already completed the work of redemption. Hallelujah. The Bible says we are complete in Him. Number four, you are to serve and obey as a son. Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Jesus says, "Father, it's not my will, but yours be done." In John chapter 14, verse 15, the Bible says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Sons obey because they trust the Father's heart. Slaves obey to avoid punishment. Hallelujah. Number five, serve with inheritance consciousness. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. The Bible says, if children, then heirs of God and joint heir with Christ Jesus. Slave, work for wages, but sons serve because they know that they have inheritance. Hallelujah. Serve with confidence and not anxiety. Number 6, approach God with bold access. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, the word of God says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find favor in time of need. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence. Hallelujah. Do you have confidence going into the presence of God? Praise the Lord. Number 7, receive correction as a loved child. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 says, whom the Lord loves, he chastens. Revelation chapter 3, verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Praise the Lord. Slave fear correction, but sons learn from it. Correction confirms sonship, not rejection. Hallelujah. Number 8, serve God, not human beings. Serve God's pleasure, not human approval. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. The word of God says, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, the Bible says, if it pleases men, if I still please men, I will not be a servant of Christ. Stop being men pleasers. Serve, knowing you are already pleasing to the Father in Christ. Number 9, let the Holy Spirit empower you for service. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. It is the Spirit that empowers both your desires and action, removing striving. Praise the Lord. Number 10, abide, don't strive. Jesus says in John chapter 15, verse 4, abide in me, for without me you can do nothing. Hallelujah. It is you abiding that produces fruits. Hallelujah. Let us make this declaration. I am a son of God through Christ Jesus. I serve my Father from love, rest, and identity, not from fear, pressure, or striving. I walk in sonship and bear lasting fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening to this message again. Hallelujah. 10 ways to serve God as a son, not striving like a slave. Remember, you are deeply loved, eternally valued, and stay blessed in Jesus' name. Until I come your way again, this is Pastor Steve, all of you. Bye. Amen.